Call this special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. It is 3:03 p.m., August 14, 2017. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the Public Service Commission. With me is Commissioner Gracias, and calling in is Commissioner Fedorchak. I do not have any opening comments. Brian, do you?
Nothing for me.
Julie?
No, nothing for me. Thank you.
Okay, we only have one thing on the agenda, and that is item number RC1. It's case number AD-15-56. It's the WRC versus Zinke case. And I am missing the first page. No. Okay. This meeting concerns litigation and Public Service Commission Work versus Zinke et al. USCA case number 15-5294. Civil litigation, PSC case number AD-15-56. This matter may be discussed in an executive session. The legal authority for closing this meeting is North Dakota Century Code Chapter 44-04, including North Dakota Century Code Sections 4404-19.1 and 19.2. The purpose of this executive session is for attorney consultation. At this time, a motion would be in order to discuss the case in executive session rather than in an open meeting. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
No, you have to read it.
I move the commission convene an executive session for attorney consultation in this litigation, Public Service Commission Work versus Zinke et al., USCA case number 15-5294, civil litigation, case number AD-15-56.
We need a second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, I'll proceed with a roll call vote. Commissioner Christman.
Aye.
Commissioner Crosius.
Aye.
Commissioner Fedorchak.
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Before I risk messing up further, my microphone was turned off. Is there a sense that did that pick up okay, do you think? Our technology person is suggesting that he believes it picked up, so from here on it'll be on. But okay. So
I heard you, Randy. It was a little faint. It's better now, but I was able to hear you.
Okay, so we will just move forward then. The executive session will be recorded, and all members of the commission are reminded to limit their discussion during the executive session to the announced topic. Any collective decision, collective commitment, or other final action by the commission must occur after it reconvenes in an open meeting, unless final action is specifically required by law to be taken during the executive session. The prohibition on taking final action during the executive session does not apply to providing guidance or instructions to our attorney or negotiator. We'll now ask the members of the public who are attending the meeting to leave the room, and there are none. We anticipate adjourning the executive session and reconvening the open portion of the meeting at, I'm looking to Alana here for a guidance, an estimate.
Quarter of.
At about 2:45, at about 3:45 p.m. The minutes will show the executive session began at 3:08 p.m., and was attended by myself, Commissioner Kurdash, Commissioner Krasius, Commissioner Fedorchak by phone, Daryl Nitschke, Amy Haugen, Zanna Brinkman from our Reclamation Department, Steve Call, our IT person, Counsel Alana Jeffcoat-Sacco, Troy Seibel from our Attorney General's Office, and Paul Seabee, our Attorney of Record, and Jack Shu is here, also an attorney with the PSC.